You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, story here from CBS News. We are not alone in space and maybe not even on the Earth. At least that's what the public believes.
Okay, thank you. No scientific explanation for this, just sentiment.
Sam, go ahead. Did you put this story in for me, you, or Commander Reed?
I've had tons of
yes.
Most
for you, Sam.
Most Americans believe intelligent life exists on other planets, and one in five Americans think they've already made contact with us. For those who don't think that's happened yet, many expect contact at some point in the future. Now, you were for many years a Navy fighter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen countless videos of pilots flying around in their little planes and almost always in the military. And they go, what the heck is that?
Those words have come out of my mouth.
And they're like a little orb that's just making moves in the sky that mm-hmm. normal aviation things can't do. Have you seen that?
I've seen unidentified flying objects.
Why? Do you not like these kinds of stories?
No, I love them. Let's bring it. I want to set the record straight.
I have seen unidentified flying objects.
Now known as unidentified aerial phenomena.
Oh, boy. Do I think there's aliens in them? No, not a chance.
What do you think it is?
I think 50% of the time it's an optical illusion. It when you're looking at things through a sensor.
Really?
That's a TV screen that's not super high resolution on an airplane. And you see, and you have no, you know, because like the human eyeball, when we're sitting here, we have depth perception. We see other things. You can't see that same sort of perspective on a 2D screen. And so a lot of times some of these objects zooming around, you're not getting the full perspective, and it makes it perhaps look like it's doing something that's not physically possible. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, a lot of the times it could be something that's higher tech that I don't know exists, which I am absolutely positively certain exists.
That a government is testing some sort of new defense or weapon.
Could be our own, could be someone else's. Yeah, there's stuff in development all the time. Sure.
Yeah.
Could that be something? I don't think that, at least, I don't know. I don't think our government would be out there testing it for everyone to see and just saying, hey, we'll see how everyone reacts to this. I don't think so. But I've definitely seen things. I've seen things in combat that are flying around out there. And I don't think I'm supposed to know what it is. I think it's related to something else. And that truly is the extent of my knowledge.
Well, when you saw it in combat, do you think it was American or the country that you were flying over?
Yeah, I would guess where I was serving, you know, these are third world countries I'm flying over. I don't think they're fielding super high tech stuff. So I would guess that it was something that belonged to us. And I just don't, it's a concurrent operation going on that I don't know what they're doing.
When somebody says they're in the service and they say, ooh, that's above my pay grade. Where is the pay grade threshold where if there is stuff like this out there, you get to actually know about it?
Well, here's the pay grade that would know about it. It would be a person who's maybe in uniform, but also a lot of people who aren't in uniform, a lot of suits and ties. And I'm telling you, we can't keep a secret for anything, much less. I don't think if we knew there were aliens existing, this cat would have been out of the bag a long time ago. My opinion.
Okay. From the text line, there is no intelligent life on Earth.
True that.
Here's the other thing. Let's say that we're the ones. Let's say we make it 100 years from now to some other galaxy.
Impossible.
And we're, I think so too. But let's just say we did, theoretically. And then we find a planet full of green aliens. Are we just going to sort of bide our time and make little mysterious appearances to them? Is that how we're going to reveal ourselves?
Probably not. We'll probably get shot down.
What if this was the escape plan? Now that we're done with the whole logical side of the conversation.
Whose escape plan?
You know, we ruined another Earth, another planet, and so we found Earth, and now we're here.
Yes, this is our escape plan.
We're leaving the logical discussion and going right into conspiracy.
Exactly.
Okay.
Not conspiracy, thought exercises.
What if we were brought here by the lizard people, Sam?
Well, I mean, there are people that think that the lizard people live among us, yes.
Lizard people.
Are you one of them?
No, definitely not.
I used to tell my kids a horror story about Lizard Man when we lived in Washington State.
Who's Lizard Man?
I made it up on the spot.
Oh.
And to this day, if I say the words Lizard Man to either of my kids, they freak out. They're like, really? Dad, Huh. Dad, I'm like, you know that I made that up, right? They're like, it still scares us.
I mean, the idea that we're the only advanced life form in the entire universe,
oh, I don't
I think,
that.
Is incredibly flawed.
No, I don't believe. I do believe that there are other intelligent life forms yeah. out there. I just think it's impossible for us to get there.
Hmm. For now, I mean,
yeah, for now.
I would be willing to argue
these
that
are
there's
all
a
emotional sentiments
that 15 scientists that all worked on the same project are now missing. I mean, that certainly seems like an odd coincidence.
Is it now at 15?
Well, officially we're at 12, but yeah. if you dig a little deeper,
and some are dead.
We're at 15. Seven are dead. The other eight are mysteriously missing, and most of those deaths were mysterious and or make no sense. Like, I don't know, missing for a year. And you're found less than 6 miles from your house next to a walking trail propped up against a tree with no evidence of cranial self-harm with a firearm. However, your reported cause of death was by your own hand with a firearm.
You know, the one thing on this planet, since we're going completely Art Bell right now.
I was about to say, this is coast-to-coast stuff.
It is. It is coast-to-coast in the afternoon. The one thing that makes me go, and I can't explain how it was built and how so perfectly built are the pyramids. And I don't know if you ever saw the movie from, I believe it was 1996.
Stargate,
where it was obviously a life form far advanced from ours. And the pyramids were literally landing pods
mm-hmm.
that the aliens would land on, and then...
But they still happen to make it look like ancient architecture somehow, and not super high-tech modern spacecraft kind of stuff.
913-586-7798. See, there's that logic that we do not allow on this show.
Yes, this is entertainment radio, Reed. Get your act together.
Logic is limiting. The idea of the entire discussion, which obviously a majority of Americans are now becoming on board with,
mm-hmm.
It's just interesting. Like, what are the possibilities? You can dismiss anything with logic.
There's like 30 different fine-tuning characteristics of the planet Earth within the known. And when I say known, I'm talking like what we can see that's millions of light years away. And they have determined that the only, not even just intelligent life, but actual just organisms, things like that, can only exist on Earth from wherever we can see because of the fine-tuning aspects of how Earth is the perfect distance from the sun and has the perfect, you know, rotation about its axis, and the moon balances it, and we're not near a black hole and all this other stuff.
But we can only see a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of it.
And not to insert religion into this or Amen. Spirituality, but I will for a quick second. What if God is so interesting because I do believe in God, that there is intelligent life sprinkled throughout the entire known universe, but we are far apart enough from each other that we can't reach each other. And God, you know, just winds up the watch and watches to see, like we're part of a big spiritual experiment.
He's running a bunch of different lab experiments in his laboratory.
He's the clock winding God.
Mm-hmm. He's got some side projects. He's an overachiever. You can't have one project. You got to have multiple missions in life.
Look at me get struck by lightning.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed in for Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.